In the studio with us now, Trooper Rick Blair is back. He's from the state police around here, Trooper F. He's a community services officer. He's the go-to guy when we need information about what the troopers are up to or information from the state police. And he also helps with Camp Cadet. Welcome aboard, Rick.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for coming back. I really appreciate you coming in. And you brought Jen Skelly back. She's the Sealands Grove Applebee's manager. And she says okay to celebrity service night. Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a big supporter of Camp Cadet. Applebee's is, and you are too.
Yes, we are.
Tell our audience.
I've been helping every year that it was at the Lewisburg Applebee's, and we are changing venues this year and moving it to the Sealands Grove location, so we are very excited about that and hosting it for our first year at the Sealands Grove store. My staff is looking very forward to it tomorrow, so we're hoping that the weather holds off and to have a very good event for the first year in the Sealands Grove store.
All right. Well, 27 degrees will be the high. Very responsive to salt and anti-skid. Just kind of take it easy. You should be okay. The restaurant's not closing. It's not going to be Snowmageddon tomorrow. It's just going to be another big nuisance. So we should be okay. Let's talk about the celebrity service night, and then we'll talk about Camp Cadet itself. Define what's going to happen tomorrow night.
Well, you'll have troopers, local law enforcement officers, other volunteers from camp who will be at Applebee's, who will be attempting to be good waiters and waitresses. And, you know, any tips that you leave that night go directly to Camp Cadet. So the Applebee's waiters and waitresses, the real ones, the professionals, they kind of give up all that money and those tips for those few hours from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m., and it all goes right to Camp Cadet.
All right, that's part of their livelihood. So this is a pretty significant donation to the nonprofit that is Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement, Camp Cadet. So this is tomorrow night, Applebee's in Sealands Grove. Really reorient yourself, your folks, because, what, for 13 years it's been at Lewisburg.
Correct.
Right, okay. So now tomorrow night it is at Sealands Grove Applebee's, 5 to 9 p.m. So please mark your calendar and make every effort to make it there. Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement Camp Cadet's been around for a while, so tell us about that.
Yeah, the camp is for kids who are 12 to 15 years old. You know, it's for kids who, you can say maybe kids who are interested in law enforcement or the military, but it's not just for that. It might be for kids who, you know, maybe need a little more self-esteem, a little more structure, discipline, because we're very oriented towards that. The camp is run kind of like the State Police Academy is run, where we're up early in the morning doing PT, and then we have something planned every minute of every day until about 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. So we're on the go all day long. You know, we're structured. When we need to be somewhere at a certain time, we're going to be there. We have lots of activities for the kids. Some fun activities and also activities in regards to building their self-esteem, anti-drug and alcohol programs, different kind of things like that.
All right. Well, and I think for some kids, Lifesaver might be an exaggeration, but this can be a real leg up to good orientation in their youth if this stuff sticks.
Yeah, we get some great letters from kids and, you know, run into kids throughout the year, and they talk about how camp really changed them. And, you know, sometimes we sit and wonder, you know, what can we really do in a week? But it's really neat to see what happens to the kids. Every year there's kind of a story that comes out, you know, later that we hear from one of the kids. We heard from one of the girls who was at camp last year. She's like 14 years old. And she was explaining how before camp, like, she wouldn't go out of her house without putting makeup on, even if she was going to swim practice where she knew it would wash off. And she said, while she was at camp, she said, you know, you don't wear makeup at camp. We don't, you know, allow that. We don't have time for that. And she said someone at camp, one of her cadets, told her how pretty she was. And she said, since then, she goes, I realized that, you know, I don't need to wear makeup all the time and, you know, worry about how I'm quite looking so much when I go out the door. So, you know, it seemed to boost her self-confidence in herself by being there and some of the things that we did through camp.
Well, Jen, you're helping this. You've been helping for years to make sure that this happens.
Yeah, it's a great program. We really enjoy, I mean, we do a lot of programs with Applebee's that revolve around kids, so we thoroughly enjoy helping to boost something that helps to challenge the youth in the area, and Camp Cadet is definitely one of those programs that we like to be involved with. I would like to add that when it comes to the donating of the tips, for every $10, Applebee's is going to give back to our guest a $10 coupon for their next visit. So basically 10 for 10.
And this is $10 cash off your bill next time.
Yes.
So you're getting free $10, basically, yes. And you're helping Camp Cadet at the same time. Plus, you get Applebee's has good food, and you always have friendly staff there the rest of the time. But tomorrow night, it'll be maybe a bit of a spectacle, but at least everybody will have fun, right? That's
yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it is. I've been at them, and it is really nice. So, okay, so this is Susquehanna Valley Camp Cadet, Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement Camp Cadet. It's the Camp Cadet that's held at Susquehanna University for individuals between the ages of 12 and 15 through Union, Montour, Snyder, and Northumberland counties. How does somebody find out a lot more about this and get involved?
Usually through our website or Facebook page. The website is www.svlecc.com. All the information is there. Also on the Facebook page, applications for kids are also there. Most of all the school districts should have applications now that we serve. I had emailed them all to their principals or guidance counselors. They should have been, some of them have been making announcements in the last couple of weeks for the kids to get applications. I'll be at some of the schools also to give a Camp Cadet presentation.
And how many kids will you take?
We're usually in the 75 to 85 range. 85 is our max. The last few years, we've had so many applications, we've had to turn some kids away. That's a good problem to have. You know, we're glad to take as many kids as we can.
All right, so at this moment, you're not sold out. You're still looking for kids, too.
Correct. We just started taking applications. We'll take applications up until the beginning of April, only till the beginning of April, because that gives us a couple of months to get supplies and uniforms and all that stuff ordered, even though camp is, you know, basically 2 months away from.
Whatever the kid tells you his size is, then you order one bigger, right?
We always have some extra. We're good with that.
Okay, good. So you're all set then. All right, so Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement Camp Cadet is coming up this summer. What are the dates of this year's camp, if you happen to
remember? They are June 16th through the 21st. So the kids come the evening of the 16th. They stay till the 21st. They don't, I think something that's important also that we do, they don't have any electronics. They don't use their phones. They don't watch TV.
What?
They don't get on computers. They don't call mom and dad.
All right, if there's an emergency or dilemma, yep, they can go through you to get to the kids, but otherwise,
correct,
they don't have that. All right, so you talk about structure, teamwork, discipline, self-esteem. In a nutshell, how do you do that? The structure of the week, I've seen the Excel spreadsheet that shows who's coming and when. I mean, it literally is minute to minute. How else do you instill on the kids that this rigid structure is a good way to, you know, a good foundation?
Yeah, well, you know, we do that. It's got that little bit of military discipline to it. Where, you know, we march, you know, we make the kids, you know what, they're going to say sir and ma'am. They're going to hold doors open for people. And it's kind of funny because the first couple of days, you can tell the kids they kind of got that deer in the headlights look, you know, like they're wondering, what did I just get into? But then come those same kids who have that initial reaction, by the time we get to Wednesday or so, they're the same kids who are telling us they're glad they're there and they'd like to stay another week. You know, many kids come up to me and say, Trooper Blair, can we do this? Can we stay another week? I said, wish we could, but we can't.
It'd be exhausting for the troopers.
Yes.
Yeah, and the Pennsylvania State Police fully support this and endorse this, but they don't pay for it. You guys take time off to be there, and it's really a huge, yeah, volunteer effort, and it's free for the kids.
Yes, there's a little misconception sometimes that people think since it's run by the state police that it's funded by the state police, but it is not. We don't get any money from the state police or any other state agency. We're just like any other nonprofit. Camp Cadet is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we're just like any other nonprofit that, you know, we have to take donations and do fundraisers. As much as we hate to, you know, continue to ask for that support, but it's a good program, and, you know, like any other program, without those funds, we can't do what we do. You know, camp figure costs us about $35,000 to $40,000 for the week. Because the kids don't pay, you know, it costs about $400 or $500 per kid for that week. But that's room and board and insurance and uniforms and, you know, all kinds of other things that just pop up throughout the week.
Oh my gosh, yeah, tons of food and good information and lots of great presentations. Celebrity Service Night is the main fundraiser I think of. Are there others?
Yeah, we do a couple golf tournaments throughout the year. We have one on May 6th. At Winding Brook Golf Course. And then we'll have one in the fall at Shade Mountain.
Okay, so make a note of that if you want. If you're a golfer, even if you're not, you can sponsor a golfer without being one. And I guess I would mention that if folks don't go to the celebrity service night tomorrow night, you can still support Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement Camp Cadet. Troopers and local law enforcement, everybody else does it for free, and but there are costs associated with it. So there is a donate button on your website, which is svlecc.com. Well, Trooper, make a pitch for folks to go to Applebee's tomorrow night, and we'll let Jen do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a great event. You know, it's a great way for us to raise some money for camp. You basically, like Jen said earlier, you know, if you donate $10, you get a $10 coupon. If you donate $20, you get two $10 coupons. So if you donate $100, you can get $100 in coupons, you know. And, you know, it's great. Also with that, you know, tomorrow's not, as we said earlier, it's not going to be Snowmageddon, but, you know, if somebody is, you know, anxious and doesn't want to drive out in that weather, we completely understand, but there's still always ways that they can donate if they can't make it there.
Right. State police are not issuing an advisory tomorrow. Don't drive if you don't have to. That would come during some other terrible storm that we're not having tomorrow. So,
right.
All right. But do be careful. Yeah, sound advice. And the donate button is right there in plain sight at svlecc.com. Well, make a pitch for folks to visit your restaurant tomorrow.
Yes, we are looking very forward at the Seal and Scrub Applebee's to hosting this our first year. So please come out and join us and have some fun with our troopers and my service staff. We're all very excited about hosting it this year and having a good time.
All right. It is at the Seal and Scrub Applebee's. It's tomorrow night. So Wednesday night, 5 to 9 p.m. Applebee's is a good restaurant to go to anytime, but tomorrow night's the night when they have the celebrity service night to support Susquehanna Valley Law Enforcement Camp Cadet that takes place in June at Susquehanna University. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks again for having
us. Thank you.
SVLECC.com.